Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the
Morning. Let's hop into the DeLorean and go back into the past.
Sure.
And do a little flashback.
Yeah, we used to do bits back in the day when Kid was around. He'd send us out, well, he'd send me out to do bits according to what time of the year it was.
Before 9/11, it was a lot easier.
It was a lot easier. Yeah. I remember one time I was like, he'd send me to the airport, can you take this fish and get it through security and get someone to take it like to Amarillo? A fish.
Yeah.
Not wrapped in anything. And I did. So this particular time, he said, Al, why don't you come up with your own little bit? I said, all right. I put my thinking cap on. I said, well, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to go get me a turkey outfit. Okay, then what?
Of course.
I'm going to go to the library, law library, and see if they have any books about turkeys. And I'm going to get those books. Turkey law. Get those books removed from the airport. So that's the premise.
Sure.
Now, we weren't on TV back then, so the bit is kind of explained in the bit, but I was kind of give set the
Did
scene.
Anybody take a picture of you that day?
I've
never seen a photo of
a
this.
Picture of you in that
I
outfit.
I have so many visions, you know, like just imagining you with these tin cans
Me too.
Your feet.
That's what I'm trying to help you with. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he went and like bought cans of beans.
Cans of beans. That's
dumped
right.
them all in the trash.
Wasted the food instead of giving them to the
cans out, and we were like, why did you do it? It just made just no
got,
sense.
I could have got Coke cans.
Yeah, you could have done that.
About that.
Yeah.
But he wanted bean cans.
I wanted bean cans, and I tied them all together with a string. I had like six or seven on each leg while I'm in the turkey costume because I wanted you to hear this as I'm going across the floor in the SMU Law Library.
To this day, you are banned from that library.
To this day.
Yeah. And this is another bit where the theme song is much better than the actual bit.
We present to you...
Ken Ken, the Turkey Man.
Cluck, cluck, gobble, gobble, cluck, cluck.
No way.
Cluck, cluck, gobble, gobble, cluck, cluck. Cluck, cluck, gobble, gobble, cluck, cluck.
No.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
Who's making that noise, yo? Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man.
Love it.
Tinkin' Turkey Man. Who's stinking up the room, yo? Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Who's shaking their tail feather? Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. I got the cans on my feet, and I'm gonna raise heck. Don't step to me, G, or I'll stab you with my pecker.
Pecker. He did not say that. I.
He's doing noises with his tongue.
No, that's in the song. I can drop it like it's hot. That's excellent, Al.
So you were planning on being Turkey Man without the costume?
Well, no, I was change it up a little bit, but just bear with me. You know how when you have a little cat and you have a little bell tied around your cat's neck so you know where the cat is at all times?
Is that the theory behind Tin Can Turkey Man?
That's why I have 10 tin cans tied to each leg of the turkey, which is me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to walk into a, let's just say, a library and see if, in honor of Thanksgiving, we can get them to remove all of the turkey cookbooks from the library.
Those well-known turkey cookbooks.
Right. All right, there's a long walkway and up some marble stairs to get to the actual library.
Okay, and those are like Diet Coke cans tied around your legs?
Ranch-style beans.
Huh?
Ranch-style beans.
Ranch-style beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, almost fell.
Okay.
Let me follow, Michaela. Man, I'm upstairs, man.
I probably would have started at the top of the stairs.
No, I'd get thrown out for sure, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't fit two more stairs.
Like, if I was doing a travel show all about Paris, I probably wouldn't start it in Des Moines and then fly to Paris.
I think the sound of the feet's kind of funny.
You should have played the theme while I was walking up the stairs.
I have
you
a theme
play
on.
Play it again?
Theme's on.
Oh. Thought he meant the song.
Oh. Oh, my God.
He would get so frustrated with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you're in?
Hello, I'm Tin Can Turkey Man. Hello?
You need talking a turkey voice, don't you?
Oh, come on!
Oh, turkey voice.
I'm a Tin Can Turkey Man. I would like to remove all the Thanksgiving books off of your shelves, please, in honor of Thanksgiving. I'm Tin Can the Turkey Man. No, do it, man. I'm Tin Can Turkey Man. Can you take me to the Thanksgiving books?
You know what? The recharge is on. The show must go on.
Hi. Oh, excuse me, guys.
He never quits.
Rich, do you want to jump in that this bit's going to suck pool?
Right. No, I love it. I'm loving this.
Hi. Right. I'm Tin Can the Turkey Man. How are you, little lady? Could you take me to the Thanksgiving section, please? I need to remove all of the Thanksgiving books from your shelves.
Any books that mention the needless slaughter of turkeys, innocent turkeys.
Any books that mention the needless slaughter of turkeys for Thanksgiving. Huh?
Are you with him?
Oh, he's finally getting kicked out. This could be good.
I'm going to go home now.
Try to see your ID, please.
I have an ID on the turkey.
Hopefully this is just a nice listener who's trying to help us improve the
business.
Maybe
so,
not
yeah.
Really mad.
Officer, I know it was out like...
What's your name? Officer Trujillo?
Oh.
Hi.
Police officer.
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm going to go home now.
No, sir. I need to see
your ID. I don't have an ID. I'm a turkey. I'm Tin Can the Turkey Man.
Al, it's probably time to drop the act and just...
Do you have permission to be here?
Oh.
Have a radio station? Uh-huh. Are you with?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what are you doing this morning?
What am I doing? Oh, just chilling.
Having turkey fun.
Having turkey fun. You're kind of hot. I'm going to leave now.
No, you can't leave yet. I need to... Uh-oh. Stand by just a minute.
Al, problem. Is that a real cop or a fake cop? Huh? Al, does she have a gun?
Can you wait 5 minutes in the lobby?
She ain't real.
Real cop. Real
cop. Oh, boy.
Real cop car.
Oh.
Real cop car.
Gobble, gobble.
Do you know how the other inmates are going to treat a guy that comes in a turkey costume? Oh, boy. That's going to be ugly.
I hope he won't get stuffed.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Uh-oh. Going outside. Do you have a vehicle? Yes, sir. I have a turkey vehicle.
Now, would you quit it? Oh. Tell him to quit making jokes. Then.
Yeah, at this point, just go, hey, no more trouble. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, yeah. When trouble?
Y'all go around down with no ID?
I don't have an ID.
Oh, now they're turning this into like the...
They're going to throw the turkey in traffic.
They're going to throw the book at us.
Al, just go. Just tell them, hey, no trouble. It's over. Take your hat off.
I can't
let him go. Take your hat off.
Come on, take it off.
And your date of birth?
All right, so what is your name?
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
Ken Can.
No!
Ken Can, the turkey
man. Give it up! Give it up!
Okay, my name's Jay
Craddock.
I don't know if we play that more for listeners or more for us.
It's funny.
Back.
Great.
It's funny.
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
So funny.
It was so bad. It was so bad. I hope we didn't build it up too much.
No.
It's a classic,
bad.
Al. We
it
always
was
play
so
the song.
So bad. It makes my eyes water every time we play it because... I was standing outside the library, and those two cops were right there wanting to arrest me, basically, or yeah. Just detain me.
How do they arrest a turkey?
I don't know. Where do they put the handcuffs?
I don't know.
And they were not having it. They were, oh, man.
And you were pushing it, even though Kid and Rich were telling you to stop.
You know what? That's the show had to go on, man.
Are you still, have you been entered that particular
no,
library since?
That library is probably less than 5 miles from my house, less than 4 miles or so from, you know, where I hang out.
In fact,
I don't go down that street.
That's the last time Al went to a library in general.
Right? Probably time.
Well done.
Man.
We got a text message.
Okay.
Hey, guys. This is from Corey. What about the brown bag turkey recipe? Did I miss it? No, it's up at kidnation.com.
As well as Tin Can Turkey Man.
As well as Tin Can Turkey Man, if you want to listen to that again. And... Kelly Raspberry's mother's macaroni and cheese recipe.
There you go.
Oh, man. KidNation.com has got all of your Thanksgiving needs.
Possibly the greatest macaroni and cheese recipe ever created in America.
Pretty doggone good.
Yes, it is pretty good.
So that brown bag turkey recipe is what Kid Craddock was always talking about this time of year.
Yeah, he loved it.
Don't forget the drip pan, right, Kelly?
Yeah,
because I think we finally included that because he left it off of the original recipe and people were having
fire issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Fires are not good during Thanksgiving.
Not
from what
all.
I hear. You know what is good?
What?
Winning up to $1,000.
Yeah, that's very good.
Your chance to call in and play Beat the Bank is coming up next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
A couple minutes away from Beat the Bank. We'll tell you when to call. Don't call yet. I see all the phone lines ringing.
Not yet.
You false starters.
Uh-huh.
That's an offsides penalty right there. Jenna, what are you going to do on December 5th?
Oh.
Christmas party.
Oh. Our office Christmas party.
I'm going to get dressed up and take boyfriend and come to the company Christmas party.
Yeah,
even though there is a dilemma because I'd really like to leave you guys and be somewhere else and leave the boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, there's a dilemma with office Christmas parties because like what? Someone in my case, I can't, you know, I'm just like now starting to date people on Tinder and stuff and meeting people that I like.
Yeah.
And I can't bring that. It's too soon to ask them to the office Christmas party because they know none of y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know them. So I end up babysitting my date all night.
Yeah. No, if they're cool guys, that's how you put them in a test to see how well
it's
they do.
A test, but that's an unfair test. It's right. An unfair test. It is a good test, though. So I'm thinking about bringing one of my go-to gays.
Okay.
But y'all already know them.
Okay, yeah. I like your go-to gays.
They're
fun dudes.
But then
they have fun times.
His mic's not on.
Oh, hello.
Justin's joining us. We'll get to you
Justin.
In a minute, everybody's intern favorite intern, Justin. That's your new nickname?
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite.
You're Jenna. Right, JC. There is a dilemma, though, you guys. I haven't told you because I'm considering bailing on everyone.
Ryan Gosling
and doing what?
Is hosting Saturday Night Live on December 5th.
Will you be done in time with the office party?
No, we're not. That's when we're going to be karaoke-ing.
You can leave. The actual party's from when, Al? The
7 to 10?
It's 7 to 10.
It's a three-hour flight. How would I get to New York?
Oh, you're going to New York, you mean? I thought you meant you wanted to be home to watch it.
No.
Oh.
I want to go see Ryan Gosling in person.
And
I misunderstood.
He is underselling his hosting gig for SNL.
Yeah. I got nothing.
We just go blank slate.
No, the musical guest is Leon Bridges. And nice. So that's going to be the best part of the night, I guarantee you. Yeah, I've been watching it my whole life and also, you know, watching Kids in the Hall before that. So I'm so excited to do it, though. I feel very honored that they're having me on.
I mean, how perfect is that?
That's great.
Jenna already has a connection for SNL. She knows Jay Farrow, and then she knows Leon because we had Leon Bridges on the show.
And you got to give a shout out to the listener, the connection there. What's his name?
John?
Yeah. Y'all know him. I only met him once. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name.
Our boy John, yeah, that's our connect, and he works for SNL.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Jenna, everything aligned, except it falls on the same day as the Christmas party.
Oh, boy.
Would you guys be upset?
No, go for it.
Can I just go to New York and not go to the company Christmas party?
I mean, I think your boyfriend would be a little jealous that you ditched him for another
what
man.
What if she takes him?
I don't know. This is the thing. Him and I haven't had a conversation about free passes, so we're going to have to get into that at some point. Maybe Thanksgiving's a good time to have a free pass talk.
You just got the boyfriend.
I know, but like, if I interview Harry Styles at Jingle Ball, we're going to have a talk about that.
Right.
We're going to have this free pass talk. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
You only get one.
We just started dating.
Right. You only get one.
No. I thought you got five.
Five free passes?
See, no, girls don't because it's a lot easier for you girls to get the guy.
Right.
Us guys.
Five free passes?
I thought we got a few free passes.
No, you get one.
You don't get five.
One.
Get five, you might as well say, I don't need to be in a relationship.
Can I get one and a sub?
She's learning the relationship thing now. Yeah. She's learning.
Okay, she's still learning. Okay, more on that later.
All right, we're playing Beat the Bank now. How would you like $1,000 to go shopping?
I would love $1,000 to go shopping.
Well, you can win up to $1,000 if you call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Intern Justin, give me a number.
27.
Caller number 27, you get to play Beat the Bank. And speaking of intern Justin, yes, he's joining us in studio right now.
You guys look so cute. Are you wearing apples?
Yes, I am, and some of them have been bitten in. They're so cute.
There's apples on your shirt?
Apples on my shirt.
They're so cute.
They're like polka dots, but they're apples.
Which ones? Oh, I see a bitten one.
They're healthy.
They're so cute. It's perfect, because I'm thinking about making some kind of pie.
Justin's
apple pie.
Justin's made me step up my dress-up game.
Has?
Justin, I imagine.
How's today's?
When are you going to start?
Your pants are awesome.
Yeah,
your
pants are awesome. And so is that shirt with that frocket going on right there with the
no
designs.
Curfew.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
It's on point.
It is. JC has a sweater on and it's patterned on the pocket.
Sweater weather.
And it matches my jeans
and
my hat.
You have on teal chinos.
Yeah.
Someone's
teal
tried.
Skinny chinos.
Here's the thing. I think to myself when I wake up, is Justin the intern coming in today? If the answer is yes, I need to get my outfit on point.
Really?
Yeah, because Justin's always looking right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought about him, too. That's why I wore my Wednesday Hump Day t-shirt.
Because that never gets old.
Nothing says Justin than Hump Day.
Oh, right? Hey.
Justin, did you have a treat for us for the Thanksgiving holiday?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I interviewed a kid for the Thanksgiving bit.
Oh, really?
I was at the Montessori Episcopal School, and it's another side gig that I have on the side. And
yeah.
There's just children running around. And
all kinds of side gigs.
What's the side gig?
The side gig, it's just a church that I work for, and I do stuff for them online.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
You do their social media? Do you tweet for the church?
Yes, I tweet and do their Facebook and write blogs.
For Jesus.
Less edgy for the church than for the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Aww.
Yeah.
So,
but they like my humor, so that's still
who
good.
Doesn't?
Right. So, Justin, you got to hear his very first celebrity interview ever on the show when he interviewed Tyra Banks.
She wanted it all.
Breakthrough.
And I believe this is your first ever street bit, Justin.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
All right. Do we get any hint what it's about?
I asked this kid what he's looking forward to Thanksgiving, but the conversation went so different.
It went so different.
You gonna throw it out there. Thanksgiving?
All right. Here's Justin's first ever street bit.
John, how you doing?
Good.
Good. So you're 4 years old?
I'm 5 and a half.
You're 5 and a half. Do you not like it when people just say you're 5?
I just like it say half instead of 5.
Okay. What are you going to do next week?
This week, we're going to have a whole holiday off after Thanksgiving.
Yeah? What are you most thankful for Thanksgiving?
Teachers.
Teachers? Why?
Because they help everybody be safe at school.
Aww. What are you most excited to eat for on Thanksgiving?
Most excited?
Mm-hmm.
For the feast.
For the feast.
Did you know my mom is bringing macaroni and cheese feast?
Mm-hmm. What is there a food that you don't want to eat on Thanksgiving?
I don't really want to eat the turkey, but I'll eat it.
Does it frustrate you? Do your parents make you eat the turkey?
Every Thanksgiving they do, they're like, eat the turkey. Eat the turkey! I never want to eat it.
Man, parents are the worst, aren't they?
No, they keep us safe. Exactly like teachers.
Yeah, same way like teachers. Man, parents, though, they can just be so annoying sometimes, right?
Everybody makes mistakes, don't you know that?
No, I never make mistakes.
Nice you do.
I love you.
Okay, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I love that
voice.
What a cute little kid.
Oh, that voice.
What a cool kid.
Yeah, he sounded like he had boogers in his nose all spelt talking.
I love him. Oh, he's awesome.
So what's his story? You see him all the time?
Random kid?
No, I just asked the teacher. I was like, hey, do you have any kids that I can interview? And he popped up on the chair, came in, ran on it, and crawled around. And
love it.
Sat down.
He's 5 and a half.
What a smart little boy.
It was a big difference.
Do you want children, Justin?
I'm thinking about it sooner or later whenever I'm like 30 something.
Yeah.
I'll get them later.
Yeah. You'll get them later.
Not my 20s. Not my 20s.
Nah, girl.
Nah, girl. I got that Christmas. I got those Christmas parties and other whole bunch of weekends to spend time on.
Just his book till he's 34.
Yeah,
so.
Focus in on your priorities.
I'm with Christmas you. I got a company Christmas party, you guys. I can't have kids.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I don't want it. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Beat.
Come on.
Bang. Beat the bang. Grandmama's house. So much food. Dinner tables full. No place to sit. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
I was trying to think about Thanksgiving. I was like,
yeah.
My most fond memories of Thanksgiving, going to my grandma's house.
And sitting at the children's table.
And sitting and just finding a corner, just a sliver of real estate around the table that wasn't occupied by a dish of food of some sort.
I loved sitting at the children's table, even as an adult. I just thought it was better. It was more fun.
Yeah.
We had a little folding table over there where a few kids, but there weren't a lot of kids in my family.
Al, I thought of you yesterday because that hashtag on Twitter was trending, the Black Thanksgiving or Black Family Thanksgiving. And I was reading, they were hilarious.
Yeah, man.
Did you read some of those?
I did not. I have to look at it. I didn't see it.
We should try to start like maybe a hashtag on Instagram or something, the children's table. And post pictures of all the children.
Yeah.
And do Kid Nation children's kids table.
Yeah,
kids table.
Kids table. Justin, do you still sit at the kids' table?
Oh, man. I called my mom yesterday, and she said, I said, where am I sitting? Where am I sleeping? She
goes,
you're sitting with the kids. I said, I'm 21 years old, and the other kids are three. Why am I sitting at the kids' table? She goes, you're still a kid, and all of us are just going to eat. We don't want to talk to you.
I hate that when you haven't graduated yet.
Yeah. One day you'll get to it.
I'm going to throw mashed potatoes at the wall just to show her.
Can you drink at the kids' table?
Yeah. I will be drinking all day.
We never had any alcohol at our parties. Because nobody in my family really drank except for
me. You drank it.
We never did.
We'll have wine because we're fancy.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
Oh, you're fancy, huh?
I don't know if I should say that. They might not want people at the Baptist Temple knowing that.
Okay. No alcohol at Grandmother
Anthony's. Adult apple juice is what I'll be drinking.
Adult apple juice. Attaboy.
It's Jesus juice. Can you say that, Kelly? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well done finding
Jackson called it, not me.
Well done finding that cute little kid, Justin.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Let's keep those street bits coming because we like you. I mean, you're hilarious. Michelle Ferguson, how are you doing Wednesday morning?
So good. Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you up to this morning? Are you getting ready for Thanksgiving or are you going to work?
No, I'm at work. I work for a doggy daycare. I manage a doggy daycare, and so I'm at work at 5 a.m. every morning, And with the holidays, I'm here until 7 o'clock at night, so I'm always working.
Are you guys all booked up for the holiday?
Oh, absolutely.
Always.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Now we're getting the phone calls of people like last minute, and they're all mad at us, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, we're so full.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you for doing what you do.
Oh yes, thank you guys. I am so excited. I call every single day, and I'm getting married on Sunday. Sunday.
Perfect.
Yay for you.
So this. Every day I call, I keep praying, like, I need this. And so today is, like, the perfect day.
It is.
Right before Thanksgiving, and my wedding's this weekend, so everything's amazing.
What's your favorite dog to watch, Michelle?
Well, I have golden retrievers, I am obsessed. I just think they're, like, the best breed ever.
Yeah.
But I'm really not biased because I am with dogs all day long, so.
Are you one of those people that's got a dog in your wedding?
Yeah, my dog's my ring bearer.
I knew it. As it should be.
Yeah. Worst dog to have, Michelle.
Worst dog.
The snappiest.
To have?
Yeah, the worst one.
The meanest.
The meanest. Honestly, I'm gonna say a Minkin or a Chihuahua.
Yeah. They're all bad temperament. They're more just like owner friendly, right? They don't like other people.
Yeah, they're really not very social, and they have some anxieties, you know, as far as their breed and everything. So it creates fear based anxiety, and then they get a little aggressive.
Yeah. Good to know.
I've been bitten by a Sharpei. It's the only dog's ever bitten.
Yeah,
Sharpei.
Yeah, okay. They can be a little. Yeah.
All right,
Michelle. Well, here's how the game works.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I know you know how to play, but we still got to tell you. We're gonna put you inside the bank vault. The banker's gonna throw dollar amounts your way. Your only job is to do what, Michelle?
To say stop.
Exactly. All you got to do is yell stop. That's how much money you will win. Even if he gets to $1,000, which is the maximum you could win today, you still got to yell stop. If the door closes on your booty, you get what, Michelle?
Nothing. Please, no.
Yeah.
Of course, Michelle knows.
So you just say stop, and we'll give you a nice little treat.
Awesome.
Good. Well, that's a good girl, Michelle.
You're a good girl.
Good girl.
Good girl.
All right, Michelle, let's get you some money right before the wedding. And let's play Beat the Bank.
$110. $220. $330. $440. $550. $560. $620.
Stop?
Yeah, absolutely. Could you not hear me?
I heard you say, was that stop?
No, I was saying stop.
We'll go back and listen to the tape because we really could. We want to give you money, but we didn't hear it. But we will go back and listen to it,
yes,
okay?
Please. Oh my Yes. Because I was like, it's going to stop right there. So I was yelling.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Wait, maybe you yelled so loud that those cell phone cut out? Like, you know how dogs, when they get really...
I hear you guys, too. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I...
Okay, we'll go back and listen
We'll go back and listen.
Okay.
Show and we'll have
We want you to have that money, but we have to, you know,
okay, we have
sure.
to do... We're going to have to do a review.
It was going way too fast, and I was like, I think it's going to stop.
Right?
Okay, well, we'll put you on hold.
Pretty. Yeah.
This is the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah,
that was a tricky one.
We have to bring the officials in for the review.
Challenge.
We believe you, but we just have to hear it. So we'll go back and listen to it, okay?
Bring the replay officials in.
This is kind of anticlimactic. We don't know if you won or not.
So we'll put Michelle on hold. She threw the red flag on the field. It's going to be under review.
It's never happened before.
This has never, happened before.
Coach's challenge.
I've said that before to so many people. It's never happened
before. Sure you have, Al.
Woo.
So we'll,
I believe her when she says she's going to stop. We just honestly didn't hear it.
We'll check the tape and we'll see what's going on. And then less than an hour from now, we'll get to play Beat the Bank yet again. Yet again. And I was way off because I guessed that it was
going
to go up, Al.
I guess
I was wrong.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll play Beat the Bank less than 1 hour. And coming up next, it's time for Love Letters to Kelly special edition here. Someone in Kid Nation, Kelly, got into an argument with her husband over a hypothetical situation. And she needs some help. Yeah, hypothetical.
They happen all the time. Hugest arguments in my marriage over a hypothetical situation.
Mm. Better than the dream one, I guess, because the dream one definitely is like, that's a dream. Like, they're not even involved. But she needs your help getting over it, Kelly. We'll get to Love Letters to Kelly next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So before the break, we played Beat the Bank, and we had our first ever red flag thrown out on the field.
The challenge flag.
It's a challenge flag.
Uh-huh.
So we reviewed the play, Al.
Yes, we did.
And here is our referee to let us know the final standing.
The original call on the field during Beat the Bank was the door closed before Michelle Ferguson yelled stop. After further review, the ruling on the field stands. Nobody. Please reset the show clock.
To what?
To whatever it was before. I don't know. I just like talking into this.
Uh-huh.
Now we have replays. Here is the replay of her mic ISO'd.
620.
That is where it closes.
Yeah, you hear us say.
Yeah.
Here's a close.
You can hear us in the background going, oh.
Yeah.
Here's a different angle.
Thank you, Al.
Oh, yeah, it was after
we started saying, oh.
For sure.
So close.
Because we always try to err on the side of the listener, honestly.
For sure.
We do. We want you to win.
We have to be. There are lawyers involved, people.
Soon we give away the money. The sooner I can start doing the ramp.
We'll play again in about 30 minutes, 35 minutes.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. We have to go
really
into
sorry,
further review.
Especially, she's getting married this weekend. It's the holidays.
And big ups to our referee, Big Al Mack.
Thank you.
Well done. That was really nice.
Thank you.
Really nice. But now let's go into the love department.
Yeah.
Where Kelly Raspberry will fix all things in your relationship. It's time for
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 46 years old, and I know you and I would be best friends if I lived closer.
I know we would be.
As my long-distance best friend, can you help me with Christmas gift ideas for a new boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
We've only been dating 2 months, but I have the butterflies, and he does too. We're already talking about marriage, and this is the first relationship since my divorce 5 years ago, and it feels like this one's really going to work out.
Yeah.
Kelly, you are great at gift-giving, but men are hard to shop for. My man is active, likes to be outside, mountain bike, work in the yard, or work out. He also likes to cook, play pool, or serve others in his church. He's not really a stuff kind of guy, but I want to give him something special Christmas morning. Any ideas, Karen?
Well, I'm not going to go there about the whole you only been dating 2 months talk of marriage thing, because that recently happened to me, and you see where I am right now. You know, just get him something not romantic. It's too soon for that. Get him something like...
He's outdoorsy, yeah.
Yeah, get him like... immediately when you said mountain biking, I'm like, well, go to that REI or one of those outdoorsy stores.
Yeah.
And get him some sort of accessory, like a mountain biking accessory.
Yeah.
Maybe like just something not romantic.
He also likes to cook. There's that cool like Grillmaster set, you know, that they sell. Yeah,
right.
Something. That could be like all the tools for the grill. Yeah. It's really cool.
Avoid romance. It's too early.
Is it romantic to get the guy like, you know, get him some cologne? So that way, that's the smell of your relationship. Or is that too early?
That's fine, but that's so cliche.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But I like it. I like that gift.
That's sort of like the gift you give a guy when you don't know what else to give him.
Yeah.
How about get him a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets?
It's too expensive. I would just go to one of those outdoorsy stores, pick one of his hobbies, and get him an accessory to go with it.
Accessories.
But don't call it an accessory because guys are really crazy.
Call it the thing.
Yeah,
slow your roll on the marriage talk if my little side piece of advice, because right now the butterflies are all bouncing all over the place and you're like, oh my God, my first relationship in 5 years. How lucky am I? 2 months we're talking marriage. Once the butterflies and the initial adrenaline kind of wears off, it'll as quickly as it flames up, sometimes it flames out just as quickly. So, but I'm guilty of it.
I'm a woman who lived it.
Enjoy the ride. It's fun.
Love letters to Kelly.
Strong advice so far. Let's move on to this one. Linda writes, Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So, my husband and I were hanging out with our other couple friends.
Uh-oh.
And we started playing a what-if game.
Oh, here you go.
And this question popped up. If there was a fire at your home and you could only save one person, who would you save, your mom or your wife?
And he picked the mom, I'm just guessing.
Well, everyone else's husband replied with their wife, except mine. He said he would save his mom because your mom is who brought you into this world, blah, blah, blah. I was a little hurt, Kelly, even though I would probably save my parents instead of my husband. But to hear it was hard. Am I making this too big of a deal?
Yeah, you need to let it go because this is the kind of stuff that you got. It's a hypothetical. Let's knock wood, pray, you know, send out positive thoughts. This is never going to happen anyway.
Right.
It's just a hypothetical. I'll tell you, the biggest fight, one of the biggest fights Freddie and I ever got to when we were married was the hypothetical.
Okay, which one was it?
What would you do if you won the lottery?
Mm-hmm.
You guys got to fight over what would you do if you won the lottery?
Because it says a lot about a person's character.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your answer?
You don't know because you think you know what you'd do. You think you know what you'd do if a robber breaks in the middle of the night. Well, I'd get out and kick his butt, but you never know because you're not there.
Sure. I'm curious to know what you said and what he said.
So I'm like... Well, the lottery is up some stupid amount.
Yeah. Well, great. $100 million. All right.
I would buy a house for my parents and for my brother. And this is before Emma Kelly was even born, you know, and I was going to do all these things for the people I loved in my life.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to make a movie. I am going to, and this is honest to God, I'm not lying. He said, he's Persian descent.
Sure.
And you remember Jake Gyllenhaal did that Persian movie? Remember when he was in
Prince of Persia?
Prince of Persia?
Yeah.
Freddie had that idea for that movie. When we found out he was doing that, maybe we were like, oh, because Freddie's like, I would do a movie based on this Persia, whoever that guy is.
Yeah.
Freddie's like, I would make that movie. I'm like,
you're
so selfish. I would buy houses for everybody I love. Well, and you're going to make a movie. All you think about is you.
No.
We had the hugest fight over a stupid hypothetical if we won the lottery.
I'm with your ex-husband because he could have made the movie and then made twice over what he spent on it.
That movie was a box office bomb, by the way.
He would have blown.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
You don't spend your lottery on the movie. You get investors, JC.
Well, where they went wrong is they got Jake Gyllenhaal, not Persian.
Well, that's the whole point is we had a stupid fight.
Yeah.
Over something that never is going to happen.
Never.
So just let it go. I mean, you know, it hurts your feelings.
I hate that.
And all the other husbands are sitting there. They get brownie points that night, and your husband looks like a jerk.
Right.
Okay, big deal. Move on.
That's on him, though. He should
concentrate on the stuff you love.
Rule of thumb, gentlemen. Whoever's in the room, that's who you answer. If you're playing with mom, say mom. If you're playing with wife, wife. Right. And there you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My sister-in-law is determined to meet a great guy and get married. She's a beautiful person, a professional wound care nurse.
Oh.
She boxes. She works at a bakery. That's on the side.
Wow.
She loves to travel. She loves to shoot guns.
She sounds like a prize.
She can change her own oil, but she can't seem to meet anyone through numerous dating apps.
Oh.
I think her standards are too low.
Oh.
Too low. How do you encourage someone who wants to find love but is getting tired of searching for it? Mary.
That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe she meant hi. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Well, here's the thing with a social dating app. You can't put so much pressure on every date. If you don't feel an immediate spark, that doesn't mean you just have to discount. If it's a nice person, you have to give them, you know, because sometimes love is a slow simmer and then it can, you know, it builds up. So maybe her problem is that she's not giving men a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's the way she acts on a date. Maybe she comes off as too aggressive or too dominant. Maybe she needs a little dating coach. Maybe you know, maybe she needs to stop and recognize that what she's doing isn't working. Sometimes it's not them. Sometimes you have to accept the fact that it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so, P.S., I am planning to buy Matthew Hussey's book for her after hearing about it on your
show. Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it's worth a try. Because Matthew will tell you things from a man's perspective and what works. Men still, even in this day and age, want to be the savior. They want to be the knight in shining armor. You got to let a man be a man. And one of the things I've learned from Matthew is if a man offers you to help you with anything, I don't care what it is, just say yes. Like if, and I don't, it's like if you have a heavy package and a man says, can I help you carry that? No, I got it. Don't do that. Let him.
Unless it's a stranger and he wants to throw you in the back of his van.
Well, you know, right. Come on, you got it. Saying, like a man in the, like when a man here even.
Yeah.
It's good practice. You let a man be a gentleman.
Oh,
let a man be a man. It's one of the best lessons. You have to stop yourself. And I know we're all independent women, but we're shooting ourselves in the foot. In the feet, I guess I should say.
That might be her problem because in this letter she said she knows how to shoot guns. She can change her own oil. She
yeah,
can
yeah you might need yeah. to let a man.
There's nothing left for him to
let us
do.
Feel like a man.
Be a man. A man still. I remember a girlfriend of mine, very, very successful, financially successful professional woman. And she went out and bought herself the house of her dreams. It is a McMansion. And the guy she was dating, and I was really glad that he verbalized it because I think a lot of men think it and don't mm-hmm. say anything. But he pulled up and he said, you don't need me.
Whoa.
You don't need me.
Yeah.
And a man needs to feel like you need him. Mm-hmm. And there's some men that can be there for you emotionally and stuff. But that financial thing is a big deal for a lot of men. So you need to let a man needs to feel needed.
Yeah.
So she might need to work on being more. I'm not telling a girl to pretend to be weak. I'm not telling you to pretend to be, I can't change my own oil. But if he offers to do it, let him do it. Let him be that man.
I let the guys wrap my hands when I go box.
Yes. And you can wrap your own hands. I never wrap my own hands when I box.
I can wrap my own hands, but I'm like, oh, do it for me.
Yeah, let them.
But because I want the guys to do that for me.
They do it all wrong, though?
Then you kick his
no,
butt.
That's the only, because I don't know her, and I don't know what she's doing, and I don't know the type of man she's dating. But that's my advice, is to let a man be a man and see if that works.
Solid.
Boom. There you go.
That's love letters to Kelly right there. You can go to kidnation.com. That's KIDDnation.com. Write us your predicament. We'll read it on air every Wednesday, and Kelly will solve it for you.
She will.
Back to that second letter. Roger wrote us on the text and said, what do you do if they're both in the room, JC, regarding the what-if question?
Oh, the hypothetical. Back to the hypothetical.
Roger, you just say, I save them both and let me burn.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because only two people can be.
Push them both out the door.
You push them both out, and I stay in, girl.
There you go. Smart man.
The safest place for you.
Yeah. I take my own life for you both, ladies.
But which do you push out first, JC?
I'll push you out at the same time. It's a wide door. You're fine. Everybody's going to live, except me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's get that $1,000 in your pocket, hopefully.
More money.
Beat the bank, round two. Kid Nation, you're all out of challenges for the day. We'll try to see if we can get you paid today. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number five, because we've been chatty this morning.
Number five. Wow.
Caller number five. Whoa. We're going to get to it and play.
All right.
Quickly. Speaking of five, Jenna, earlier you brought up, you know, Jenna's got a boyfriend now.
I heard.
Jenna's got a boyfriend, everybody, just in case you were wondering.
No more Jenna got dumped.
Please. I've been working hard.
I'll save the domain just in case.
Okay. Jenna's been working hard on her list, her free pass list. Because
I didn't know.
You didn't know. Jenna thinks you're supposed to have five free passes.
No.
I thought we all got five celebrity free passes.
The movie was called Hall Pass, not Hall Passes.
Okay, well, we got a text message, because you can't text the show. Same phone number we just gave you.
Uh-huh.
According to Friends, the show, you're allowed five celebrity free passes.
Five?
Boom.
Five. And we all follow Friends like the secondary Bible.
Yeah.
You know,
really? If the Friends cast decided,
I thought it was one. Okay.
Then I get five.
Right. I thought it was one, two. Out.
Yeah. I'm just having a hard time narrowing my list down.
I think you get five because it's never going to happen anyway. It's always hypothetical. So who cares
if it's
five or 20?
But you can't even narrow it down to five?
Right.
Well, some of them are combos.
Does it make it different that you are in the industry and you're meeting these people?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
I think the same rules apply. I just might have the opportunity.
Combo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Combo.
Here's Jenna's list.
Do you want to hear my list? Okay,
sure.
Well, let's just... This started because Ryan Gosling's hosting Saturday Night Live the same night of our company Christmas party, and I would like to leave you guys and go.
Sure.
And then I have Tom Hardy, Leonardo DiCaprio as Gatsby, Lil Wayne, Sergio Ramos, he's a soccer player, Seth Rogen and Zach Galifianakis together, because I think it'd be weird and fun. Dr. Chris Pettvett, he's on CBS on Saturday mornings. He's awesome. Chris Pratt, Adam Levine, and Brody Jenner, but neither of them talking because they drive me crazy. And Margot Robbie.
Oh, boy.
That's my list, so I need to narrow it down.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, keep Margot Robbie on it.
Jenna and I have the same
one. Same list.
Same exact list.
Wait, no, not the whole list.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. Beat the bang. Thanksgiving football. Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving again, folks. Thanksgiving winner.
You sure threw in Thanksgiving a lot in there.
Yeah. Well, duh.
All right, let's see if we can get a big winner today. Diana Rios.
Oh, my God.
That is the number one response when we get you on the phone.
¿Qué pasa, Diana? ¿Qué pasa, Diana?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm just so excited. My heart's, like, thumping so hard. Like, seriously, I've been calling every day.
You could use up to $1,000 here going into the break?
Excuse me. Oh yes, definitely. I'm actually pregnant and I have a little one, and I'm like a full time student, so I actually need the money. But we'll see.
Oh, pregnant, on your plate.
Hey,
student.
Yeah,
and got one.
We're behind you now, Diana. You got us. You hooked us. We want you to win.
What do you do besides make babies?
No, I'm just going to school for kinesiology to be like a soccer coach.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
So you're a mom, you're pregnant, and you're still going to school. So you definitely need this money.
Yes.
Big Al Mack, please tell her how we play the game.
All right, Diana. We're going to put you in our Kid Credit Morning Show Bank Vault. You're going to hear a lot of dollar amounts. Your only job is to say stop when you hear a dollar amount that you are comfortable with and you think you've got all the money that the banker has to offer. If you don't, and the door closes, and you do not clearly say stop before the door starts to close, you will not get a dime. And even if it goes all the way up to $1,000, baby, you still got to say stop, all right?
Got it?
Okay.
And you got a soft voice. We need you to scream that stop so we know you said it, okay?
Okay. Yes.
You got it. All right. Ain't nothing to it but get to it. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$220.
Oh, yeah.
$290. Mm-hmm. $330. $390.
Stop.
Oh, girl.
Stop.
Okay. You sure?
Diana really wants the money.
Stop. We can't start over.
How much was it?
Because I heard the price. I was scared.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
$390.
Stop. That was the cutest stop, I think. You get awarded the cutest stop. Stop! Diana, just for fun, let's see how high this actually does. You already got your $390.
I bet it's going all the way.
Really? Okay.
I feel good, too.
I don't think it's going to go all the way.
$470.
It's going all the way.
Oh, I feel like it is.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. For turkey.
I'm feeling $700.
For the Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving.
$490.
For the pilgrims.
Mm-hmm. And Miles Standish.
And the Indians.
$500.
For Pocahontas.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Right here. Come on.
$530.
It's about to look 7.
$640.
Mm. Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
$800.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's okay, babe.
Hey, it's okay. Right. You got money.
Yeah.
$830.
Oh, he's trying to trick us, but we know what he's doing.
He's 30.
I don't know.
1,000. Here you go, right here.
$840.
Oh.
Now I'm starting to feel like maybe not.
Come on, dude.
I still feel good.
Come on, dude. Come on, bring it to me.
Okay, we were wrong.
Yeah, we were wrong.
We were wrong.
You go all the way, but it still was. But that's all right. You got $390, girl.
Diana Rios,
awesome. You.
Oh, you missed me.
Enjoy your money.
And I bet she is so good with her money. That's going to go a long way.
Yeah, it will.
It definitely will.
Good for you.
All right,
girl.
Diana. Well, thank you so much for listening and playing Beat the Bank. Enjoy your money. We'll get you all set up. Just hold on for us.
Congratulations on the baby.
There she goes. About to have a baby. It's Thanksgiving time. Coming up next, we're going to tell you what we're thankful for. And of course, we're going to kick it off with Kelly Raspberry.
Nope. Yep.
Yep. We got
not hitting me again this year.
It's going to be a beautiful segment next.
Christmas wishes come true again this year, thanks to Toys R Us, a whole store of awesome. Nominate a deserving family now at KidNation.com. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Speaking of Christmas wishes, we start those next week.
Yay!
Yeah. You know, help families in need. Make sure you nominate somebody if you know somebody who had a rough year this year.
Kind of struggling for whatever reason.
And if you want to help out, you can download the One Day app. That's the app that we use when we create memories with it, especially Kelly and I with our kids. It's free. You create cool movies. They give you the questions. They edit the video for you on the app itself. And $1 from every download will go towards helping us with the Christmas wishes this year.
You can go to KidNation.com to nominate or get all that info.
Yeah, we'll get all that info. KidNation.com is basically like Google. Just go to KidNation.com first.
There's Google, and then there's KidNation.
Exactly.
All right, I love it.
And it's Thanksgiving time.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Boy, did this year go by fast. And, you know, you always sit around the table, and you say what you're thankful for.
Sure.
And since Kelly never wants to go first, we're never able to do our thanks.
Yeah.
Because she never wants to do it.
It's just awful.
She ruins Kelly's, it for everybody.
Kelly's off to Flowtown this year.
Where is Flowtown again?
That's Florence, South Carolina, also known as the Magic City.
The Magic City?
Yes, it is.
Hanging out with the fam?
Our Magic City was in Vegas.
No, that's
Florence
Sin City.
Is Magic
Sin City.
Yeah.
Oh, Florence is the opposite of Sin City. Non-sinning city.
Got it.
Big Al Mac, you're staying home?
Mom? I am, actually. I'm staying home with the folks and not doing a whole lot. Just being with family.
Yeah, me too. I'm just going to stay here. My mother-in-law and my sister-in-law are going to come over. We're going to do a turkey thing.
Yeah.
That turkey thing.
We're going to do the turkey.
Probably get everybody sick with the turkey I have sitting in my kitchen.
Yeah, Al, you need to fix that because that's going to be salmonella all over the place.
It'll be fine.
And Jenna's...
I'm baking.
Jenna's first time boyfriend status.
Yeah.
So who all is going to be at this soiree for you and the boyfriend?
Oh, my mom, Candy.
Yeah.
Boyfriend has a couple brothers.
Mm-hmm.
One is married with daughter,
uh-huh.
And one has a dog.
Okay, so single.
And my mom, and then another couple that doesn't have anywhere to go.
All
right. I think that's the plan. That's the guest list.
Well, maybe you could bring our single Elena Davies to that Thanksgiving dinner.
Maybe Elena has plans.
And meet brother. Elena, what are you up to?
I'm going to go see my mommy.
Going to see the mommy?
I'm so excited.
Elena's who you talk to when you call the show. She's back there answering phones. She takes care of Tinder Tuesday. And she come up with a cool idea for giving thanks.
I did. So Thanksgiving's tomorrow, doing family stuff, but me and my friends did a Friendsgiving the other night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we decided to do the classic sit around and let's say what we're thankful for. But because I think it's awkward, just like Kelly.
It is.
It's so weird. I know what I'm thankful for.
Weird.
Like, I can thank the Lord and I'm all of that. But yeah. I was like, let's do it like a spin of something more fun. So we went and played the alphabet game.
The alphabet.
So we went in a circle and said what we were thankful for. But it had to be something like silly or goofy or different. Something like lighthearted.
Okay.
So
it's like the alphabet game, though. So it started with that letter.
Yeah,
it
starts with A and then...
Whatever you're thankful for that starts with the letter
with an A.
And then it goes to the next person. And you have to kind of think of something different and fun.
And we're going
to
make it interactive because Elena was with her friends. And then there's some pauses in there for us to join in.
Yeah, I think some of the things that we were thankful for maybe can't be said on the radio. So that's when you guys get to fill those blanks.
Yeah, Elena went dirty. That's why. So whenever...
is it bleeped?
So I'm sure the D, you know, that letter is going to be filled in by us.
Right.
You know, you got where we're going.
All right.
Too bad, though. They were so funny, though. Sad you guys are missing out.
Yeah, we'll hear the unedited later.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, so I'll kick it off with A.
Okay.
Anastasia Brow Dip. Very thankful.
Okay. Yes, right. For grooming your eyebrows out.
Mm-hmm. Gotta fill them in.
Yeah.
So, and then
brow dip though.
Oh, it's so much better than the pencil. It's
gel.
Just,
it's like gel liner for your brows. It's what we use.
Never had it.
Oh. It's the best. So, anyways, that's what I'm thankful for. Now we got to go B.
Okay.
Who's B?
Beer. Oh. Chrissy Teigen.
Okay, I think D. You got to start, Jenna.
Of course, I knew it.
Oh. My dead dog.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my. Oh, boy.
Or just doggies.
Okay.
That's a little more
lighthearted. So I go with E?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I'm thankful for eggplant emoji.
All right. I guess I guess the F is on me.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my Ford F-250.
Mm-hmm. Ford F-250.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. I think G, we have...
We have clean ones for it?
I think we have clean ones for
okay.
that.
Okay, good.
Google it, though.
Hmm. Happy hour.
And happy hour. Relationships.
I love jammies.
K, Kardashians.
No.
Yep. L.
Leggings as pants.
M.
Hmm. Mac and cheese.
N.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Who's that dude? Never mind.
Element.
Okay, so
buddy, the O.
Oh.
Yeah, I wonder what you guys said on that one.
I'll say Oprah. Oprah. I'm very thankful for Oprah.
I thought you were going to say O-Face.
She inspires me.
Oprah?
Yes, her Super Soul Sundays are inspirational.
They really are.
If you can find the O Network, you should check it out.
Okay.
Back to you, P.
Now you got the D and the P.
Yeah.
So fitting.
So you guys know what I'm thankful for. Pies.
Pugs.
Well, I just said dogs from the line. I kind of that was included, yeah. So I thought it was different. Of course, pugs, but pie.
Okay, pie. We're on Q?
Q, that's on you. I've already
did okay.
mine.
I'm thankful for queso.
Ooh, yes. Shout out.
Translated in English, cheese.
Okay. R?
Uh-huh.
R, I'm thankful for rest. Yes.
Oh, so good.
Nothing like a good old nap. All right. T, Kelly?
S.
S.
Oh,
S.
Yeah.
I'm thankful Al knows his alphabet.
Really thankful for
Al
that.
Al needs some rest.
So this year, Al didn't know if the Earth was bigger than the universe, and he doesn't know.
And he gave his phone number out earlier.
All right. Kelly.
Al, you need rest.
I need rest.
S. I wonder what you guys said.
I wish I don't remember some of these.
I'm not thankful for that starts with S. Stuff. Stuffing.
Sausage.
Sausage.
Of course, Kelly. How could you forget?
I do love sausage.
You can't forget.
I don't know. Kelly's been eating a lot of cabbage. I don't know.
Me and get some sausage.
It's true.
Kelly's thankful for the sausage.
Snackies.
All right.
Snackies are fun.
Okay, so T, I think we're clear for the rest.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, good.
I think we're good. Whew. I think. Stay tuned.
T. Trap Queens.
Or Tinder.
Trap Queens.
Or Tinder.
Trap Queen.
Uber.
V.
Victoria's Secret.
W.
White Wine.
X.
The X Games, because they're babes.
Y.
I'm actually really thankful for YouTube.
Z.
For sure, the Z emoji.
For nap time.
All right.
That's nice fun. Job. You should do that with your family this Thanksgiving.
Nice
I like that, Elena.
Thank you.
Nice that was really
job.
Fun.
We had a lot of fun with it.
Games nice are
job.
Fun.
Yeah.
Does everyone play games on Thanksgiving with family, like catchphrase? Or...
We're doing it this year.
I'm gonna do
first time.
Catchphrase. Yeah. I like categories.
Yeah.
Arguments like always that. Ensue, yeah.
Sure. And they call the police.
Oh, good times.
We play games with Aunt Velma, which I should film. It's hilarious.
Please film it.
I should.
And now, Kelly, close the breakout with what you are thankful for. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to surprise you. I'm very thankful that we've made it through another year almost together with the Kid Craddock and the Kid Nation family.
Yeah.
That you've all stuck with us, and we are very grateful for that.
We love you. See, Kelly did it! And unfortunately, we don't have enough time to get around the room.
Never do.
Sorry about that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.